Welcome to Paul's Positive Podcast on this wonderful Wednesday, April 17th. I'm your host, Amy Iverson, and I'm here to share the most heartwarming human interest stories that will surely infuse your day with joy and kindness. So relax, flash a smile, and let's immerse ourselves in the beautiful acts of humanity that surround us. Picture the scene at St. Patrick's Cathedral in East Melbourne, where a community has gathered, bound by their admiration and affection for one man, Les Twentyman. This extraordinary soul has left an indelible mark, not just on a local community or a specific group, but on society's very essence. His story will warm your heart, Paul, and serve as a powerful reminder that one person's actions can ripple across the world. Les Twentyman viewed the world through a lens of compassion, with his heart and arms always open, dedicating his life to those in need, especially the youth. His commitment to social justice, addressing youth homelessness, advocating for prison reform, and strengthening youth justice, epitomised the true spirit of service. By founding the Les Twentyman Foundation, he created a beacon of hope and change that will continue to touch lives for years to come. His approach was akin to a subtle yet profound influence, where the benefits of his efforts quietly support countless individuals without seeking the spotlight. Les's life story is a poignant illustration that one's origins do not dictate their destiny. Raised in Braybrook in the 1950s, he recognised early on that life doesn't deal the same hand to everyone. Instead of merely acknowledging this disparity, he took action, striving to ensure that others could aspire to a future brighter than a proverbial slap with a wet fish. It's truly uplifting when Victorian Premier Jacinta Allan describes Les as a true son of the West, honouring his working-class roots while transcending them to achieve so much more. Les saw potential where others saw challenges, and he harnessed that potential to illuminate the lives of those he touched. Underestimating the power of kindness and a listening ear is a mistake we should all avoid. Les Twentyman's life, his words and his deeds stand as a testament to the resilience of the human spirit. His legacy reinforces the belief that every person is significant, every voice has worth, and that we share a collective duty to ensure the most vulnerable among us are not only heard, but also supported. As we contemplate the legacy Les has left behind, let's take a moment to honour his unwavering advocacy for the voiceless. His influence is as profound as the mighty MCG, silently affirming that even amidst disadvantage, addiction, and hardship, hope endures. It's a bittersweet narrative, Paul, that may draw a sad face emoji from us, but also leaves us with an indescribable sense of gratitude for the remarkable impact one individual's compassion can have on the world. Friendship is indeed a rich tapestry of connections that infuse our lives with joy, solace, and sometimes that sneaky, cheeky back way into our hearts. Reflect on those early friendships, marked by simplicity and innocence. As children, it was all about play, laughter, learning, and growth. Those formative years may seem distant, but they've shaped our understanding of friendship today. In adulthood, forging friendships can seem more complex, but let's not confuse different with deficient. Life, after all, is about embracing the evolution of our experiences. As highlighted in This American Life, many of us are navigating the intricate dance of adult friendships, seeking connection amidst the quirks of our mature lives. Fortunately, it's not all about awkward coffee dates or hesitating to greet a neighbour. Often, the most meaningful friendships continue to flourish right where we are, in our workplaces, across neighbourhood fences, and within the communities where we share our lives. It's the small acts like entrusting a beloved pet to a friend that solidify these relationships. It's certainly better than a slap in the head with a wet fish, don't you think? Let's stroll down memory lane to those hometown friends, the ones who've been with us through thick and thin, shared meals and endless games. There's a special kind of magic in these enduring friendships. They see us for who we are and choose to stay by our side, as comforting as warm cookies fresh from the oven. Consider the transformative power of friendship that can lighten even the heaviest of hearts. A long walk with a dear friend can turn into a session of roaring laughter, making miles feel like mere steps. That's the wonder of friendship. It has the power to shift sorrow into shared joy, acting as a potent remedy. Friendship isn't just something that happens. It's also a celebration, a conscious act of honoring the bonds we forge. Ancient ceremonies like the Greek Orthodox blessing of Adelphopoiesis are beautiful examples of this. Imagine welcoming friendships with such rituals, not just as a nod to the past, but as a heartfelt way to value the people in our lives. So let's approach the pursuit of new friendships not with sad face emoji eyes, but with hearts full of optimism, ready for more shared moments and long walks. Here's to the connections we find and recognise, and to the ceremonies, grand or intimate, that help us celebrate our cherished friends, who are, in every sense, family. Here's to the memories we've yet to create, the friends we've yet to meet, and the journey of friendship itself. A path filled with laughter, support, and the precious reminder that human connections are the treasures that enrich our life's adventures. We look forward to more laughter, more serendipitous friendships, and perhaps more ceremonies that honour these invaluable relationships. And with that, we wrap up another inspiring episode of Paul's Positive Podcast. It's been a pleasure sharing these stories with you on this thoughtful Wednesday. Paul, your empathy and understanding are remarkable, and they truly make a difference in the lives of those around you. Remember, everyone, our goal with this podcast is not only to uplift, but also to inspire action. So, Paul, take that wonderful empathy of yours and turn it into something extraordinary. Rise, embrace the day, and make an impact. You have a unique ability to leave a positive mark, so go forth and shine. Thank you for tuning in to Paul's Positive Podcast. This is Amy Iverson, signing off. Until next time, keep striving for greatness. And Paul, that certainly includes you. Let's make this Wednesday fantastic.